five elements of a healthy relationship. Here at Rock Solid Relation, we are committed to helping people recognize the differences between a healthy and an unhealthy relationship. Healthy relationships make you feel good, while harmful ones don't feel so hot. While much of our relationship content focuses on identifying unhealthy actions, we also want to illustrate what a healthy connection is about. A healthy relationship is within everyone's grasp. With the right person by your side, a good relationship is possible. If you want to be that relationship goals couple, here are five necessities for having a successful relationship. 1. Show respect. A little communication goes a long way in any relationship. It's important to listen and try to understand your partner when it comes to respecting your relationship. Even if you differ on the next U.S. president or whether you're Team Kim Ye or Team Taylor. Show respect for your partner's options and views. Don't attempt to persuade. In a healthy relationship, both people will have regard for one another. It does not imply that one individual must alter their perspective in order for your relationship to succeed, because you don't always see eye to eye. Another method to demonstrate respect in a partnership is to be considerate of your partner's privacy and boundaries. You are not entitled to know everything about your partner and everyone they meet. It also implies being considerate of your partner's feelings and avoiding actions that may truly damage them, such as maintaining secrets that are only between you two. 2. Have communication. If you're trying to start a fresh relationship, it's critical to be able to talk about what you want and anticipate. This might imply being truthful and having unpleasant talks at times, but if you're in a healthy relationship, your partner will be receptive and listen. And you should do the same. Keeping your partner informed is crucial, and sharing what's on your mind with them will go a long way toward maintaining a healthy connection. Opening up to your partner about what's wrong, compromising over issues, and complimenting one another are all equally essential. While communication is critical, you should both be comfortable with how freely you communicate with one another. If your partner expects you to respond right away and text you all day, and you don't want that, it's not good. On the other hand, if your relationship is suffering because your partner never responds to your messages and it makes you feel bad, then this isn't healthy either. It's critical to find the balance in communication that both. 3. Build trust. This is a crucial one. In order for any healthy relationship to thrive, both parties must have trust in one another. Even if your partner has had a similar issue in the past, such as an affair or a parent's divorce, he or she will completely trust you in a good relationship. Remember that developing trust in a relationship takes time. It generally doesn't happen right away, and that when your partner feels completely comfortable confiding in you, you must respect them and not violate their trust. It's not acceptable to deceive or do things to make them jealous. If you don't have faith in your partner, however, you shouldn't. Don't let your partner use their lack of trust or prior experiences as an excuse to dominate, interrogate, or otherwise make you feel like you need to go out of your way to earn their confidence. The relationship's trust will naturally grow through steadfast affection, support, respect, and communication. 4. Provide support. The most important thing about being in a healthy relationship is having a partner who backs you up. In a good relationship, you and your partner will support and respect each other, and both of you will be treated as equals. Your other half will not utilize methods to dominate, exploit, or degrade you. They'll be caring of you, but not overly possessive. They'll encourage you to spend time with pals and family, work toward your personal objectives, and live a life outside of the relationship. In a healthy relationship, your supportive partners will always want what's best for you, and they won't hold you back from realizing your objectives. In a good connection, you will feel as if you're yourself rather than as if you have to modify things or make huge concessions in order for the bond to flourish. 5. Set boundaries. We all have personal limits on what makes us feel good, secure, and comfortable. In a healthy relationship, you should feel completely at ease expressing your limitations, knowing that they will be upheld, and vice versa for your partner. If you only want to see each other 3 times a week, that's fine if you want to put off having. Remember that it's perfectly normal to establish personal limits in every relationship, and if your partner or friend is using boundaries to dominate you, for example, by telling you not to hang out with friends or forcing you to give passwords, it's time to reconsider the partnership. What isn't healthy? In the end, an unhealthy relationship is built on coercion and domination, rather than love and respect. If you believe your partner is using measures to dominate you, that is a serious warning sign that you should speak with someone who can assist you. Your spouse does not have to physically harm you in order for your partnership to be violent. Even if there is a history of mental illness, cheating, other difficulties in or outside of your current relationship, these are not reasons for abusive behavior. Even if you or your partner has a past history of mental illness, infidelity, or other problems, it does not give you an excuse to be abusive. Our connection is one based on love and respect. We have trust in one another and support each other through thick and thin. We provide boundaries for one another that make us feel comfortable and safe.
When you need help with your relationship, it can be hard to know what the right path is. I offer a fresh approach, and my goal in counseling isn't just problem solving, but instead solution building, where we look forward rather than back on past conflicts or issues affecting current relationships. Let your hope, not your hurt, navigate your futures when healing from breakups. Take the next step. Contact me today without obligation. Please complete the form below or call me directly at 978-346-5301.